the local universe in the era of large surveys, 2. Multi-wavelength characterization of activity in nearby S0 galaxies, by C. Jimenez-Palau et al. This is the second paper in a series using data from tens of thousands S0 galaxies of the local universe. Z is less than or equal to 0.1, retrieved from the NASA Sloan Atlas. It builds on the outcomes of the previous work, which introduced a new classification scheme for these objects based on the principal component analysis, PCA, of their optical spectrum and its projections onto the first two eigenvectors or principal components, the PC1X2013-PC2 diagram. We provide a comprehensive characterization of the activity of present-day S0s throughout both the broadband PC1X2013-PC2 spectral classifier and the conventional narrow-line BPT, WAN ones, contrasting the different types of activity classes they define, and present an alternative diagram that exploits the concordance between WAN and PCA demarcations. The analysis is extended to the mid-infrared, radio and X-ray wavelengths by cross-matching our core sample with data from the WISE, FIRST, XMMX2013 Newton, and Chandra surveys. This has allowed us to carry out a thorough comparison of the most important activity diagnostics in the literature over different wavebands, discuss their similarities and differences, and explore the connections between them and with parameters related to star formation and black hole accretion. In particular, we find evidence that the bulk of nebular emission from radio and X-ray detected S0X2013 Seyfert and Liner systems is not driven by star birth, while the dominant ionizing radiation for a number of liners might come from post-AGB stars. These and other outcomes from the present work should be transferable to other morphologies. This was The Local Universe in the Era of Large Surveys, 2. Multi-wavelength characterization of activity in nearby S0 galaxies, by C. Jimenez-Palau et al.